The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I said earlier, I commend each of you all for coming out today. But with that being said, I also want to thank all of the agencies that represented him today and the agency personnel. Also, again, they could have been doing something somewhere else today, but they took time out of their schedule to come out to represent their agency and to talk about their program and the things that they have to offer. You know, once I was told by an old seasoned veteran that the sign of a good employee is that question what he's willing to do after the hour. You know, we all have a job to do, and we try to do that job between 8 and 5. But most people, most people that have a job have to work during those times. So a person's true test to show what they really mean to their profession is to show the effort that they give to an individual after the hours work.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a hard living out there right now, and we know that it's hard every day to get off work. So with the help of agencies, we're trying to have meetings like this to encourage people to come out. And I just want to commend and thank all of the employees for taking time out of your skin to show your commitment to saving the world of America, show your commitment to your profession, and I thank you for that. Two updates that I want to talk about, Mr. Taylor. As you all know, the 2008 Farm Bill has not been passed yet, but there has been an extension of that Farm Bill until this coming year. So no one knows exactly what that bill will encompass in the near future, but we hope that it will be somewhat, again, another continuation of what we have. But a couple of things that I would like to talk about that is good to Mississippi and Richland, we talked about those initiatives. I think you made reference to the Longleaf Pine Initiative. I think that initiative is maybe in this area here in Rawdog County. Well, those initiatives, the special money that comes down to the state, those special initiatives help us out with our rate of compensation programs. And by getting those special initiatives, it brings more money into our state. On average, Mississippi spends between 30 and 35% of its conservation program budget on what we call historically underserved individuals. I think Wesley and Joseph and maybe talk a little bit about historical underserved. The historical underserved individuals are what we consider beginning farmers, social disadvantaged farmers, and limited resource farmers. We make a big effort of trying to provide additional funds to assist these individuals that they need. Also, I'm happy to say that Mississippi, once again, will be participating in what we call the Strike Force initiative. Someone might ask, what is Strike Force? Well, Strike Force is an initiative that the Secretary of Agriculture saw that Marshall County and 51 other counties within the state of Mississippi. And I want to read this definition because I want to make sure I get it directly right. Walthall County and 51 other counties within the state of Mississippi is what we consider consistent poverty county. I want you to listen to this while I say this. Consistent poverty county, and that is 20% of its population is living below the poverty level for 3 decades. 30 years. The Secretary saw a need for this. And what he calls strike force, the striking force working together, USDA agencies coming together and trying to make things better in these communities. And that's what we're all about. We're all about trying to work one another, trying to tell what programs are available out there for each and every one of us. And sometimes when you come into the office, we don't have all the answers, but we are willing to try to send you in the right direction to someone who maybe can help you. And that's what it's all about, helping one another. And before I leave today, I want you all to do one thing. How many of you all, I want to ask a question. How many of you all plan on trying to go to church tomorrow? Okay, I figured that.
What's up now?
Okay, I want to talk to you.
All right now.
Now, tomorrow when you leave your church, that minister, rabbi, or whoever, if you hear a good sermon, what you going to do? You're going to tell somebody else about it, right?
Right.
Okay. We have presenters today from, I don't want to mention the guy, who all we have, Mr. Taylor, Mississippi Foil Commission, D.R. Cornell State University,
Okay.
USDA, rural development, USDA. Yes, ma'am. That's a big voice. Say that again, sir.
Mississippi Association of Cooperatives.
No, basically what I'm trying to say,
MJM Enterprise, we're here.
Thank you for checking that. So basically what I want to say to you, tomorrow when you leave church, you hear that good sermon, you're going to go out, and if your neighbor didn't go to church, you're going to tell that neighbor about what was going on. So today, you had all these presenters from different agencies. They said something that stimulated you. They said something that you can go and help somebody else. So what I want to ask and challenge each of you, tomorrow, the next day, next week, tell somebody about the program that we have to offer. Don't keep it to yourself. Share it with everybody. Let them know what's going on. Tell them to stop by the local office. Like I said, sometimes you don't have all the answers, but the thing we bring to help. And with that, Mr. Taylor, I'm going to give you my final 2 minutes. I'm going to shut up, and I'm going to sit down.
Well, excellent. We want to thank Mr. Michael Carr and Mike, and you did an excellent job. And we thank you on behalf of all the individuals who are here today. As we begin to wrap it down, the term of the conference, the food is ready, and I'm sure you're ready, your palates are ready to consume the food. Well, we do want to give thanks to Ms. Janice Well, and she's the proprietor of this business here. We want to thank her for allowing us to be here today. I want to thank my cousins, Minnie and Wilbur. And for me to explain that to you, it take me a minute, I won't have time to do that. But I hope that you all have received some information today that's going to be workable, something that you can use in terms of becoming more effective and manage your natural resources, because that's what it's all about. I am a user of those services from Extension, USDA, and other community-based organizations to help improve my personal farm up there in Winston County. So, again, think about the legacy. We won't be here for eternity. We're going to move forward. So when we make that transition, let's leave a legacy that our kids and the next generation of kids will have an opportunity that we have on the wall there, clean water, fresh food, clean air, to make it, to get it done. And we do those kind of things, and that will help save rural America. All right? Now, closing night, and I heard Michael refer to about the church, and I don't know anything you all see you all doing. And I know what I'm about to say might offend some people here. But listen, there was a man, and he dreamt that he won $100,000. And he got up, square, put the clothes in, he said, no, I'm not going to do that. Because in my church, my pastor teaches us not to go down to the, what is his name? But you all said it, down to the casino. But he went back in there and he got back in his bed and laid down and he went to sleep. And when he went to sleep, he woke up and had the same dream. So he got up and put his clothes on. And he said, I'm going down to the what? You also fed the water. And so when he came here, during the lead, he said, but wait a minute. He said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. He said, Lord, if I go down there and win that money, this is what we're going to do. We're going to get $25,000 to the poor, $25,000 to the needy, $25,000 to myself, and $25,000 to the Lord. Got in his old racket truck, drove down to the casino down in, which one is down in New Orleans, the one over here in Long, all right? But anyway, he got over there. Got on the machine, started off on the dollar machine, lost $100 there. Then went over and got on the $5 machine. And got on to the last $5. He said, Lord, you know, I came over here on a mission. Put that last $5 in that machine, and guess what? Won that $100,000. Good kind of money. You talking about a happy soul. Listen, you all been there before. And you know, when you win, you got to sign up the paper, is that right? You got to go to your own money. You got to make sure everybody's home. don't know nothing about that, but we got the folks that know something about that thing. All right? So you got to sign the paper. And so as they signed the paper, Billy, he got in his old car. Old car, his old back. To walk all county. And he might sit over there. He said, well, wait a minute, I made a promise to the Lord. He said, look, it's 1:30 in the morning. He said, but I got to pay up. He said, I told the Lord if I wait $100,000, he's what I'm going to do. He said, I'm going to give $25,000 to the poor. You know what he did with him? He said, poor, where are you? He said, that's me. He said, I'm going to give $25,000 to the needy. He got out to the needy. He said, needy, that's me. He said, I'm going to give myself $25,000. And you know what he said? What is it? He said, Lord. He said, Lord, when I see you, I'll give you your $25,000. So in turn, what Bible said, share your information with other individuals and don't be selfish what you have learned today. And this will continue the family legacy. All right. I've had a great time. The Winston County Self-Help Cooperative, we are here. And that's our website, our phone number. If you need us, call us. And we'll be around. And I told them earlier, you may have met me for the first time personally, but I can assure you I've been knowing you my entire life. And the reason I say that, we're all a reason. We're all a walk. And we're in here together to make a difference in our community where we live. With that, people, I'm going to let you all go and eat, and we're going to continue the radio program. So I want some of you all to stop by. We'll be over here, and I want you all to give us some comments. And Ms. Hall, I definitely want you to stop by because I want to interview you. So, again, we are here in Tylertown, Mississippi, at the Four Seasons. On beautiful Blue Street. And so we've had a great time. People go and enjoy the meal. And we will continue the regular program. So y'all come forward over here. Enjoy. Listen. Don't put the trash on the floor. Put it in the trash can. Thank you all. I'm fine. Okay. All right. Well, people, y'all go ahead and eat now. Have a good time. He did bless it. He blessed it this morning. Huh? Oh, I'm on the radio now. And we see our radio program. We're going to interview some of the individuals here. We got Ms. Minnie Vaughn. And Ms. Minnie Vaughn going to come in. She's going to tell us about some of the activities here in Tylertown. Ms. Minnie Vaughn, would you come forward, Ms. Minnie Vaughn? Again, you're listening to the Voice of Rural America. This is Frank Taylor. We're in Tylertown, Mississippi, and we're here at the Four Seas Activity Center. And Ms. Minnie Vaughn is going to bring us up to par on some of the activities that's happening. Go ahead, Ms. Vaughn.
Thank you, Mr. Taylor, for coming to Wabash County and with this great program today. We realize that we are here in person, but we have learned a lot of information. We can go back to our churches, our schools, our club meetings, and the entire community and tell them all the information that we have gathered from the Winston County Self-Help Cooperative and all the agencies within the USDA that were represented here today. We have really been helped, and we're going to share the information that we have received.
All right, very good. Ms. Vaughn, I know that you're involved and you're a retired school teacher. I know you're involved in some activity with the local extension office here. What has been your experience with the extension service here in Walthall County?
As a retired teacher for almost 10 years, I've always been involved with the 4-H program, the Mississippi Homemakers Volunteers, and just whatever I've been involved in. I'm also involved in the Retired Education Personnel of Mississippi, the AARP, the Friends of the Library, the Walkout County chapter of the Jackson State University.
One more time.
The Walkout County chapter of the Jackson State University.
Right.
The only university in the state of Mississippi. Yay! Go Tigers!
All right.
Go ahead,
Savannah. I'm Savannah Jackson, and I'm with the Mississippi Association of Cooperatives, and I'm just happy to be here in Tylertown, Mississippi today. I want to let you guys know about two things we have going on in March. Save the state. On March 15th, the Mississippi Association of Cooperatives, we are a daughter organization of the Federation of Southern Cooperatives Land Assistance Fund. We'll be having our 41st annual meeting in Jackson, Mississippi. If you're interested in being a part of a cooperative and want to see what we do, come on out to Jackson and find out about that. Also, on March 25th, 26th, and 27th, the Mississippi Association of Cooperatives will be partnering with Alcorn State University once again for our Small Farmers Conference. It will be in Greenville, Mississippi this year. If you want to have more information about these two events, please contact the office at 601-354-2750. That phone number again is 601-354-2750. Again, my name is Savannah Jackson. I'm the Cooperative Business Development Specialist there. And if you're interested in forming a cooperative business in your local area, please feel free to give me a call. Thank you.
All right, Savannah, don't leave here. Savannah, that you are the Development Specialist for the Mississippi Association of Cooperatives. You're based in Jackson, Mississippi. Now, I'm saying that you said that you all had one, you all had your meeting. And that annual meeting is when?
March 15th.
March 15th. If people want more information, how would they find more information? Website, phone numbers?
They can go on to the Mississippi Association of Cooperatives.com or they can call the office. Again, the number is 601-354-2750. And as I mentioned earlier about the Small Farmers Conference, that's the conference where the Mississippi Association partner with Alcorn State University, and it's going to be in Greenville, Mississippi. You can call that same number, 601-354-2750, to get more information on that. Oh, I would also like to let you know we do have scholarships available. They are limited. And our fee, registration fee is $35 for singles, $50 for couple, but if you receive a scholarship, it will take care of your room and board for those three nights. Well, I mean, for that Monday night and that Tuesday night. And those dates are March 25th,
26th, and 27th. Savannah, again, we want to thank you for being here with us this morning. You did an excellent presentation. And presented in the Mississippi Association of Cooperatives and the Federation of Southern Cooperatives. I know next weekend you'll be over in Albany, Georgia, right?
That will be the third week in February, and that is for the Small Farmers Conference for the Federation of Southern Cooperatives, our parent organization.
Okay. Well, very good. We want to thank you for being with us today. And you're live on the Save Rural America program and the Voice of Rural America. You have Frank Taylor, and we are the Worcester County Self-Help Cooperative, founded in 1985. We want to thank you very much and thank your daughter for accompanying you today. And hope you have safe travels back to your destination, all right?
Thank you for having me.
All right. Okay, we're going to continue the conversation, and we're in the room. And we want to bring on the proprietor here, and with Ms. Janice Webb. Would you come on over? And Ms. Webb is the proprietor of this 4C Activity Center and all the other enterprises that's here. So, Ms. Webb, will you introduce yourself to our listening audience this morning?
Yes, I am Janice Webb, the owner of Trevine Bookstore. I am so excited for Worcester County Self-Help Cooperative to be here in Walthall County, sharing the information with us, encouraging us to network. Together we can do more to have more. I do believe in saving rural Mississippi, and collectively with the information that has gone forward today, we can do so. I encourage everyone here to get involved. sometimes I feel like I am alone in Waltham County trying to change things. But changes are slow, but changes will come about. And I encourage you to drop by True Vine Fellowship Ministries next door to the Four Seas Activity Center and share your thoughts with me about the motivating, the changing Waltham County that we will enjoy, not next year, but this year. I want to thank Mr. Frank Taylor for bringing this organization to Waltham County, Winston County Self-Help Cooperative. Let's give them a hand. Thank you, Frank.
All right, now, Ms. Well, wait a minute. Now, you're going to leave us. Now, you didn't leave us a phone number. You didn't leave us an email address. I know we're at 714 and 716 Miller Street here in Tylertown, Mississippi. But now, if somebody want to call you.
Yes, you can call me at area code 601-303-6481. You can call my office at area code 601-876-4003. And my email, truvine123@bellsouth.net. You can even check out our organization on the web, True Vine Fellowship Ministries, .com. Please check us out.
All right, Ms. Well, thank you very much, and we look forward to coming back home to my new home here in Tylertown, Mississippi. Thank you very much.
You are always welcome.
All right, very good. All right, we have some individuals who attended the conference here, and then they introduced themselves. And one man we're talking about, did you say you're a Brave or something? Well, Tiger, what was that?
Tiger.
Well, all right, well, you are going to introduce yourself, y'all. Tell us who you all are and what you learned today, and just tell us that. Let me see.
I'm Betty Jenkins from Pike County. I am so elated to be a part of this great conference today. It was a well-informative conference talking about how we could conserve our natural resource, clean water, fresh food, save rural America, clean air. And this was brought in part by some of the local USDA, the self-help cooperative is what this is, from Winston County, Louisville, Mississippi. And we just really enjoyed it. We got a lot of handouts and information that we can go back into our various communities and share and get started to doing a better job so that our children will have a legacy to follow. Thank you.
All right. Well, don't leave yet. I know this young man will introduce himself.
I'm James Jenkins. I'm the husband of Betty, who did a lot of talking just then. I think she said it all, but I'm a retired educator / farmer. I grew up on a farm all my life, and I just dumped my roots are there, and I want to stay there. And it is a legacy that we have to hand down to our young people if we want to preserve rural America. And it is so important to preserve it, because that's where our clean water, fresh food, and everything is comes from that farm. I own a little plot of land over there. God allows me to own it. Allows us to own it. I'm a chicken farmer and cattle farmer.
All right.
And so I just enjoy it. It needs, as I've gotten older, retired from education, but I still can move and get on the farm. And I just enjoy it. And I've enjoyed this conference. It's been quite informative and a lot of very valuable information. Some I knew and a lot I didn't know that I can take back to my fellow constituents and neighbor and friend over in Pike County. Thank you.
Before you, Ms. Jenkins, leave, have you used any of the services from NRCS and the agencies?
Oh, yes. I knew a lot of the agencies that were already here. That presented today, and they have been. I have used many of the services when I started as a chicken farmer 19 years ago to help build compost sheds and conservation, and I still use them yearly in my cattle industry business and also the poultry business.
All right, Mr. Jenkins, most certainly, we want to thank you all for being here. But before you leave, I heard, now, the only thing I heard, I don't know anything about that, and I got my Miss Minnie Vaughn over here. Are you you some kid in relation to a tiger over there? That tiger she got on her head?
Oh, we all related.
Yeah.
Now we're talking about this thing, y'all, this morning. That means that you all are graduates. Is that Jackson State University?
That is the university.
And we continue. I don't know where I'm here about that, but yet we want to recruit students to our university, and we're going to talk about Alcorn also, but tell the people why they should send their children to Jackson State University. Go ahead.
Oh, my goodness. There are so many reasons that people should send their children to Jackson State. First and foremost, you get a quality education. I'm not going to knock Alcorn State because, believe it or not, my son was on his way to Jackson. He got lost, and he ended up at home. So he is a graduate of Alcorn. He has a biology degree. He's doing quite well. The two daughters, I couldn't convince them to go to one of the SWAC schools. One finished at Tougaloo, and the other one at USM. But I just tell all young people, wherever you go, and I would like for you to go to Jackson State. I wanted a SWAC school, Alcorn, Valley, or whatever, USM, or wherever. Wherever you go, go get an education because it's something that you're going to need.
Well, very good. And again, we want to thank you and your wife for the commitment to continue to work in the community to connect with young people because they are our next generation. Who's going to be taking care of when we go to the nursing home.
Yes.
So we want to make sure that they can read so they can give us the right prescription of medicine. So, again, I want y'all to continue your work, continue being a part of the community, using the services and share with other people. So if one thing that you would leave us with today, one thing that you learned today, what would you say, Mr. Jenkins, either one of you are?
Well, there are so many things, but I think that the services – that are provided, and I believe this is Mr. Taylor. I think it's my first time meeting him, but I will always remember him. I tell you, he's full of what he says, the fire in the belly. From Winston County, I tell you, they've got a very impressive program that's going on there. I've really enjoyed him being the master of ceremony of this program and bringing so many agencies in that brought so much beneficial information to people in rural America.
All right, then. Well, thank you all very much. Next time, we'll back to make sure that I got y'all number over there, and so we keep y'all in contact with y'all. All right, we're going to continue the conversation here in the room. Come on, we want to bring Ella Martin, and Ella is representing rural development. Ella Martin, would you please come forward? She's with long-term employees. You gotta go.
Come on up.
We got now another individual here that was at the conference, and she's gonna introduce herself and tell us about plans, what she learned today.
Hello, my name is Dorothy Newman. I'm an engineer by the Walpole County. I know who I am. I have enjoyed the information that we got today, and I always enjoy because I go to the conference that they have every year for the one they're gonna have in April, a small farmer. And women's conference. I enjoy it. I look forward to that every year. And all of you that are listening to my voice, I know someone that needs the information that was given today. So please contact your county agent office to find out about these different programs because I saw today that the people who need to have been here were not here. They were talking to the choir. So all of you out there that need help, come to the your county agent office, and they can tell you where to go. And everybody in this world needs help. There are plenty of things I heard that I was very fortunate to hear. So all of you in Walpole County, every county, go to your extension office and find out about these programs. It's for your benefit.
And they can call, what's that?
You can call also the Louisville, Mississippi,
the
Winston County Self-Help Cooperative, founded in 1985. And the number is 662-779-2400. I'll do it again. 662-779-2400. Now this is for self help, and that's what all of us need, self help. And thank you so much for coming to Walpole County.
All All right, we want to thank you for coming, and I know you will share the information that you learned today. All right, then. I want to thank you. Again, we're here in Walthall, Mississippi, well, in Walthall County, and in Powhatan, Mississippi, and we have had our first Save and Rule America conference here, and we have people from all over the state of Mississippi and Louisiana. They are here, and what we're going to do, we're going to bring in Mr. Robert Harris. Mr. Robert Harris is coming, and Robert is the area director for rural development, and he's going to talk about who is his agency and some of the services that's offered through rural development.
Thank you, Mr. Taylor. My name is Robert Harris, and I'm the area director for Area 1 in Brookhaven, Mississippi. I bring you greetings on behalf of our state director, Ms. Trina George, and all the employees of rural development in the state of Mississippi. My area covers 15 counties, from Warren County down to Wilkinson County, over to Marion, back up to Simpson, across to Copiah and Claiborne, and back to Warren. Rural development has several programs that we administer. We have the single family housing program, the multifamily housing, community facilities, water programs, and also we have our rural business and enterprise, rural business and cooperative services, in which under that program, the area office handles the rural business enterprise grant program, and our state office handles all the other. We have several programs that's good for the communities, and basically, we're here to help develop rural America, and anything that we can help, just give us a call. My number in Brookhaven is 601-833-9321, extension 5.
Hi, Ms. Harrison, and we appreciate you, one, you and your staff for being here, and a yeoman job in terms of participating in the strike force meeting that we have had in the southern part of the state. We want to commend your office and your staff for doing that. Let's delve in a little further on some of the, in terms of, I heard you say something about the 502 and the 504. Give us a specific about the 504 first.
Okay, under the, it's referred to our Section 504 loan and grant program. It is a very good program for repairs to homes. On our loan program, if all the eligibility requirements are met, you can borrow up to $20,000 at 1% interest rate. To be paid back over not to exceed 20 years. It is for repairs to your home. And your basic requirement for his income, you have to be in what we call a very low income category. Now, under that particular program, we also have our 504 grant program. Now, under that particular program, you have to be also in a very low income category. And also, you have to be at least 62 years of age or older. And excuse me, and you also have to be unable to repay any type of loan. Now, under the grant program, it is basically for removal of health and safety hazards, but it is a very good program to have, and it's a program that we've been having for quite a while, as long as I can remember. And if anyone is interested in applying, just contact the local offices that serve the county in your area.
Now, these are programs, although we're here in Mississippi, but this broadcast emanates all over the United States of America. So basically, these programs are universal in all states?
Yes, sir. It's a part of our national procedure, which would cover all the states.
What about Guam and Panama?
I'm not sure about that, but...
they are our territory.
Right, but if they are our territory, then yes, I'm sure it does.
Well, okay, go ahead. What was that part? Raise that up again. And my producer trying to tell me something here about something. Oh, what about disabled individuals?
If you are disabled and you're in the very low income category, yes, if you meet all the eligibility requirements, no problem. The only thing is for the 504 grant, it is a statutory requirement that you have to be at least 62. But if you're not 62 years of age and qualify otherwise, you can qualify for the 504 loan program.
Okay, well, very good. Ms. Harris, again, we want to commend you, but I most certainly want to give y'all folks a shout-out to your state director. Your state director is
Ms. Trina George, and she is our state director for the state of Mississippi. and we were certainly happy to have her on board.
Go ahead. Oh, okay. What's a co-worker from down in Pike County?
Okay. Here we have with us here today Ms. Sarah Clark.
Ms. Clark, come on up, Ms. Clark.
And we also have Ms. Ella Martin. And we also have Ms. Sandra Foxworth, who comes over and helps me out from another district from time to time.
All right, but what we want to do, we want to bring in all the people, the staff members, come in for just a minute here and share with our audience. And I think it's very important. It's very important that we get to know who are people who are serving us in our community. And the only way we can do that, we got to put a voice on things here. And so it's very important that, and before you leave, I'll stand there to the side, and we're going to talk about the A that you got on your jacket there. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that big A before we...
Well, let me just go and say what that A stands for.
Yeah.
Alcorn State University.
All right. All right. Don't leave. We're still waiting on our people. Come on in. We got these individuals here that are part of the staff. Come on in and introduce yourself and tell us of what county you serve. How long you been with the agency?
Hi, my name is Sandra Foxworth, and I work in the Hattiesburg field office and part-time in the Brookhaven field office. And I've been with the agency for 29 years as an area specialist. And if we can be of any assistance to you, please feel free to contact us in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, or the Brookhaven office.
And then those numbers are, Ms. Foxworth.
And those numbers are in Hattiesburg. You can call 601-261-3293, extension 4, and in the Brookhaven office, 601-833-9321, extension 5.
Yeah, I know in the Hattiesburg office, Jerry and I always talk about the services that's needed in our community, and Jerry will be with us next week.
Exactly.
In Collins, Mississippi. So I want you to know that we are a family, and the Winston County Tough Health Cooperative, we're committed to help save rural America, and the only way we can do that is by working collectively together with all our partners, whether with USDA, Extension, or other community-based organizations, because it's imperative that we get the connecting words to the people who need those services. As you know, we are part, well, you may not know, but the Winston County Tough Health Cooperative, we are working in partnership with USDA to do the strike force meetings in the state of Mississippi.
Right.
And so we've got an opportunity, especially with Mr. Harris in the southern part of the state. We've been around on the area, and we will be back. So we will just want you and all the other staff to help us to facilitate the words in the community to get it done. But just step back for a minute, and we're going to talk about something else. Come on, Ella, and share with us quickly.
Hi, my name is Ella F. Martin. I work out of the office in Brookhaven, but I service Lawrence, Jeff Davis, and Marion. And if there's anything that I can help with USDA, with low-income houses and very low-income houses, the direct loans, and also the guarantee. I've been there 26 years, and I enjoy what I'm doing, so I would love to see your face or your phone call come through my phone. Y'all continue to lift us up, and we will be happy to try to help save America. Thank you.
Yeah, all right then. Don't leave yet. All right.
Hi, my name is Sarah Clark. I work in the Macomb office, and we service the Mid Lincoln Pike in Walthall County. Our telephone number is 601-684-2584, and we'd be glad to hear from you.
All right. In terms of you all working and serving the people of Mississippi, and we realize that is a great need for a quality home in this state. And I one of the questions I want to ask is through rural development, do you all purchase, I want to use the right term and correct me, is that a trailer? Is that a marginal home? Do you all fund that? And one of y'all has got to define what I said in terms of.
Okay. excuse me. Basically, we provide loans for new construction and also to purchase existing homes and also for the manufactured housing program.
All right. Well, very good then. So, again, we can call at MD numbers and say that. And that the programs are universal, they will reciprocate in other states because we do have people listening in all 50 states and the territories and the continent. So, we're live this morning here in this afternoon. And in time, Mississippi We're having a great time here at the first Saving Bull America Conference. Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, and also we'd like to say we have another office which is located in Hazelhurst, Mississippi, and that office covers Simpson, Kapaa, Claiborne, and Warren County. And that number is 601-894-1118, extension 4. So anytime that anyone need any assistance, just feel free to give us a call at any time.
All right, yeah, well, very good. Well, very good now. I know you got a couple of things you all want to say. Yeah, you all going to talk about that great university. Somebody been wanting to talk about Alcorn, so we're going to let you all tab it up for Alcorn here for a minute. Before I get a picture, y'all go ahead. Don't leave. Go ahead, Robert.
Well, I must say that we're certainly well pleased with our university, Alcorn State University. And I can't quite say it like Coach Castle used to say, but out at Alcorn, the air is a little cleaner, the grass is a little greener, and we're just a little bit closer to heaven.
All right, now, Robert, tell everyone about your experience at that Alcorn, why other people should sit there serving at Alcorn.
Oh, most definitely. I graduated from Alcorn in 1981 with a degree in agriculture, and it certainly was a great experience for me. I enjoyed the time that I had at Alcorn. You have the opportunity to meet new friends. It has a very good learning environment, great instructors, great university, and we have a great president. And we're certainly proud of him. He's doing an excellent job along with the faculty and staff. And more so, we like to say to the alumni, we want to thank the alumni for all the work it does in working with the university. And it's just a partnership on everybody's part.
Go ahead, Robert. I got to get one more picture.
All right, but certainly, when all your children are coming up through high school, keep Alcorn State University on your mind.
All right, well, listen now, Robert, we want to thank you. We want to thank you for a wonderful job. And just keep up the good work, and we'll be talking with you, okay?
All right, thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Man.
All right.
All right, and we continue this program, and we want to bring in one of our partners here all the way from down in Louisiana. And Mr. Dallas, tell us where you're from, and tell the people.
I'm from Washington Parish, Louisiana. Former member of the Tri-Parish Community Farmer Association, president for a number of years. Met Frank about 12 years ago, and if you've ever met Frank, you've met a character. That's all I got to say.
And we met in our time with Heifer International. Is that right?
That's correct.
And we go back 12 years. So talk about some of our partners. If you didn't come up once again,
yes,
what was your experience up in once again?
It was a wild experience. I didn't know what to expect when we was invited to come up. We met the group, we met individuals, went out and looked at different farms. I started out ideas to some of the farmers on what they needed to clean up and straighten up. And Frank was a good hostess then and still a great hostess.
All right, John, well, listen, man, we want to thank you today for coming over and being with us. We're coming, we're going to be there with you all in a short month. We're going to have a rally again down there in Amen on March 11th. We're going to start at 9 a.m. at the Florida Paris Arena. Is that right, the name of it?
That's it. We're going to be looking forward to it.
Oh, man, well, we're looking forward to being down there, man. We had a great time being down there last year. Yeah. Last year we had a wonderful time. So we're just looking forward to coming back and hanging out with you and the guys down there in Louisiana, all right? All right, well, thank you. And we want to continue here, and we're going to bring in a person from the Mississippi Forest Commission. Yeah, come on out and introduce yourself and tell them about some of the services. Senator, y'all going to come around and tell us about some of the services, both at the Mississippi Forest Commission. Go ahead and introduce yourself, go ahead.
Hey, my name is Mitchum Harlow, and I'm the Southern Outreach Officer for the Mississippi Forestry Commission. We've had a great time today, and we just met some great people and some dedicated people, and I've really learned a lot, and hope maybe I taught somebody something today.
All right, well, let's go leave you, and we're going to bring you. Go ahead.
I'm Sandra Floyd. I work for the Mississippi Forest Commission with underserved landowner outreach. And I'm so glad to be here today in Tylertown, Mississippi. I don't really get over here a whole lot, but we want to, you know, make some changes and try to do some things over here in Tylertown to get our landowners up to speed in their forest management projects. And, you know, timber's a big business in Mississippi. It's a $18 billion industry in the state, as a matter of fact. So growing timber is like having money in the bank. And that's what we want our underserved landowners to get on board and start thinking about. And we just want to work with you in every aspect of getting your farm, your tree farm, into production. Thank you.
All right, wait, just a minute. Before y'all leave, if someone want to contact either one of y'all, do y'all have all the time a number we can call you on?
Yes, you can look us up on our website at www.msc.us.gov, or you can give me a call at 769-798-4196, and I am the Southeast and Southwest Districts Southern Outreach Officer.
Okay.
And for me, you can call Alcorn State University at area code 601-877-6525 or
601-927-8904. All right, and we want to thank you all for being here. And we want to thank the Mississippi Forest Commission and for all the great work that you all are doing. And what we're going to do, we're going to get the announcement, then we're going to bring in a... Okay, yeah. Okay, well, no, come on. Come on and do it now. Let me go right
there. We have some upcoming announcements for the area, and those that are present here today need to listen so that you can get your registration forms in. Farm Foundation, training for success. Risk management training for beginning farmers. February the 12th through the 13th, 2013, Brookhaven, Mississippi, Sustainable Specialist Crop Production. Join us for a two-day workshop focused on business planning, identifying markets and specialty crop production. Activities will include classroom instruction and a farm tour. The workshop will take place in the state room at the State Bank, 112 East Cherokee Street in Brookhaven, Mississippi. Registration begins at 8:30 a.m. For more information or to register for this workshop, contact the Lincoln County Extension Service at 601-835-3460. Thank you. Also, don't forget the Alcorn State University and the Cooperative Small Farmers and Business Conference that will be March the 25th through the 27th, 2013, in the great city of Greenville, Mississippi, the Delta area. Thank you.
All right. Well, very good then. We want to continue our conversation. Well, thank you. Hey, man, where you going, man? Of course, I'm going to interview you real quick before you leave. All right, we're still on the air here this afternoon. And right now we're here, we're blessed to have Ms. Holmes. Ms. Holmes, tell us who you are.
My name is Annabelle Holmes. I'm a native from Walthall County. I was born and reared in Walthall County. I taught school here for 32 years, and I've been retired for 30 years.
All right. And now, do you mind sharing with us how old you are today? Do you?
This past December, I was 86 years old.
And a wonderful 86 years old. Beautiful, beautiful smile. Great conversation intelligence. Tell us about your years of being a teacher.
Oh, my goodness. I started working in 1950. I taught school at the Mount Moriah Elementary School for 2 years. After going back doing my practice teaching, I went to McGee's Creek Vocational High School as a home ec teacher. I was there for 4 years. After 4 years, I went to the Hope Vocational High School, taught home economics and biology. After consolidation, I came to Gulley's Memorial High School and did my last 22 years at Gulley's Memorial High School and later Charlestown High School. Mm-hmm. I retired in 1982, and I've been retired 30 good years.
Well, excellent. But you are still active on a daily basis there about here in your community doing activities.
Oh, yes. I've been working with the Homemakers Club. I did that until just a few months ago. I have been going, but we had the Homemakers Club. It was very active in it. I did 10 years at a pink lady volunteer at the hospital. So right now I'm not as active as I used to be, but I'm still blessed.
You are, and very much so. And we just want to thank you, and this is your daughter, this person I have.
It's my daughter-in-law. I have one son.
Uh-huh.
And a daughter-in-law, and I have two grandsons that are organized.
Oh.
One is teaching computer, and this is his fourth year. And I have another one right now. He's working part-time with USDA.
Okay.
And my last grandson is a senior at Alcorn State University.
Oh.
So I have five organized.
You know, that's so wonderful that we have all this rich history down here.
Right.
And it has been a pleasure. I had also a couple of uncles was in the class of 1949 at Alcorn, one in the class of 1954 at Alcorn. All my members at my home church in Louisville, Mississippi, they are either organized, Rustite, Valley, Jacksonian. And I'm home, we went around the clock. I have a sister graduated from Texas Southern, Prairie View, a brother from Jackson State, a sister from Mississippi Valley, and I am a Kentucky State University graduate. So we all spend our time with our universities, and we are so thankful to have wisdom of your kind, Ms. Hong, and long live your life, and transfer that knowledge and wisdom to your next generation, and continue to be that proud individual that you are. And we just want to say thank you for being with us here today.
Well, you're quite welcome. And I tell you one other thing I did. Back in the bank, nobody knew the meaning. If they did, they didn't say it. Lanyard.
Yeah.
So I want you to know.
Well, absolutely. A wonderful blessing that you had to share $1, that 10% of that to mine.
More than likely, I will.
Okay.
So, well, hopefully, I'll go to Sunday school tomorrow.
Well, wonderful. And we want to thank your name, your home church.
Mount Moriah Mission Baptist Church. And one other thing about Mount Moriah. Anyway, Katrina came in 05 and messed it up. So I was served as project coordinator. And we got it restored right now. And my reason for coming today, I thought maybe we could get a little extra help.
Yeah.
Because we have some more things that we need to do. And
yeah,
right now it's restored, looking good. And we have it at the Mount Moriah Community Center.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Ms. Holm, again, it has been a wonderful pleasure not only to interview you, but just to put my hands on your shoulders.
All this wisdom.
All this wisdom. I tell you, I have been blessed. And again, I want to thank all the individuals for welcoming us here to Charlestown, Mississippi. We had a wonderful time being here in Walker County, and we look forward to coming back. I hope you all will invite us back down to Walker County because we want to continue this relationship that we have built here.
Okay, we hope that you all will come back.
All right, then.
All right.
Thank you so much, and bless you. Have a great weekend. All right, and again, we'll continue the conversation here in Tylertown, Mississippi, and as we begin to wrap it up, we're going to bring in a couple of my friends, Mr. Quincy Walker, we want to bring him around, and we're going to get to JD Square, and we're going to talk with him briefly. And so if Mr. Quincy Walker will come on and have a seat here a minute. And Mr. Quincy Walker, I want you to tell our audience who you are and where you're from and some about your farming experience. Go ahead.
I'm Quincy Walker from Central County. This is county here, but it's parish where we are. Central Parish in the Bolivar community. In my farming experience, I was raised on a farm and left it in years and stayed away for years. But I learned from what my granddad always done. It was one of the best experiences I ever had. Since then, I spent 30 years in the classroom, assistant professor in the college level, and I had a experience, and now I'm spending all my time reforming for the last 18 years since I retired. And in that farming, I find that the best life that I could live for me is out there on that farm. And other than that, I do everything I can now to get this information while I'm here today and bring it back to those younger people, whereas I can try to get them involved and learn them a new way of life rather than put the other things has to offer.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. Well, we want to thank you, Ms. Quinton. We've been knowing you now for 10, 15 years. And we met you through Alpha. We want to thank you for coming up today. Wes is going to leave. We're going to get around to you in a second here. But we want to bring in my other good friend from down in Louisiana, J.D. Square, and I want to, don't leave us on the chairs if we want to interview you. And we want to bring in our good friend, J.D. Square. Jane, now sit out and tell our audience who you are and when, what parents you live in and what you doing out there.
I'm J.D. Square Jr. from Hemmer, Louisiana. First, I was raised on a garden. Then in a small pasture out there. I got a lot there. Then I went into service. And I got out of service, I come back home. I went to doing the same thing, got me some cows, got me some land. And I started doing this and that, and I was pretty successful at it. But now time that took its toll, I'm almost 82 years old. I can't do things I used to do before, so I had to back off a lot of that. But a lot of information I can pass on to other folks that's trying to do and would like to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I come to a lot of these meetings.
Well, you know, I've been knowing you in Quincy now 10 or 12 years, and I want to thank you two gentlemen because you two guys have provided leadership for me and for our organization, the Once County Fairfield Cooperative, there in Louisville, Mississippi. We want to continue our relationship. We look forward to seeing you on March 11th. We're going to be there again at the
arena.
At the arena. So we look forward to soon. And just tell everybody hello. We want to thank you two guys. You two gentlemen travel safely back down to Louisiana. And then I'm coming home.
Coming home.
Now, you know, I want my 2 acres of land. Now, Jay, between you and Quentin, and I don't know what you are going to do, but by the time y'all get back down there, if y'all need to flip a corn or whatever, you do that.
Okay.
So when I come back, we're going to go down to the courthouse, we're going to transfer the land into my name.
Okay. We'll see if we get some of the commercial land down there where I live for
well,
you.
Well, it doesn't matter what the commercial land is. Okay, go in my name. All right, and you got the money to pay time. Well, y'all have the same time back down to Louisiana. Well, then, we'll be talking along the way, brother, okay?
All right. Take good care of yourself.
All right, man, we'll do.
All righty.
As we continue the conversation, we're going to wind up. We're going to bring in, you got all these. Come on, we're going to bump in Arthur real quick. Arthur Wilson with
Alcorn State University, the Alcorn State University.
Okay, you know who you are.
I'm Audrey Wilson. I'm an agriculture educator in five of our Southwest Mississippi counties.
Okay.
Including Amit, Franklin, Lincoln, Walthall, and Pike.
Okay. And Audrey, tell us about some of the services that you provide on behalf of the university.
All right. Anything, crops, livestock, any kind of agriculture-type stuff I do. Right now we're promoting, our small farm conference coming up in March, March the 25th through the 27th, and it's going to be in Greenville, Mississippi this time. We do have a limited number of scholarships available, and if you want to, call me at 601-783-5321, and I can get you one of those scholarship forms, and so you can come up there and enjoy the small farm conference.
Okay, then. Yeah.
Coming up about Tuesday, Wednesday, a week from now, February 12th and 13th, in Brookhaven, Mississippi, we're having a sustainable specialty crop production meeting. It's a risk management training, what it is for beginning farmers, basically. But we're going to have a workshop part session, and then the next day we're going to go up to Crystal Springs, Mississippi for a tour.
Well, if someone want to call you, what's your contact information?
Contact information, again, 601-783-5321 or awilson@alcorn.edu.
Again, Audrey, it's been a pleasure working with you in terms of getting people involved. And kudos to that university. What's the name of that university?
The Alcorn State University.
Well, I tell you, we must have a whole ton of organized out here in this area.
We did do that.
And we are thankful to have had all that activity. So, again, keep up the good work.
We look forward to this next year.
All right, then. Well, you are going to have to help us do this.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right. And we're going to get Wesley, and then we're going to have we're going to get Mike in, so we're working here. Okay, Wesley.
Hey, Frank, how you doing?
All right, tell her who you are.
I'm Wesley Kerr. I'm the area conservationist for the southern 24 counties with USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service.
And well, Wesley, and we want to thank you and your staff for being with us here today for Walthall County First Saving Rural America Conference. What will be your assessment in terms of the conference today?
Frank, I think it's been an outstanding conference. I applaud you and your staff for all that you do to make this happen. Judging from the crowd, I would say that they were receptive to the information that was provided. That was a key point. If it doesn't benefit you, at least go back home and share it with others in the community. And while I'm talking, I need to make sure that landowners in this part of the country understand that right now is a good time to sign up for USDA's program. Take advantage of these opportunities, because we don't know how long funding and opportunities are going to exist, so be aggressive, go into the field office, get to know the local staff, and if any way we can help, we'll be glad to.
Well, absolutely, and Wesley, we know that the 2013 brought a couple of initiatives, our rehab, some program that was offered last year. Let's talk about quickly, maybe just a brief overview of the livestock initiative 2013.
Yeah, and I can quickly mention the others also. You got the livestock initiative. You got the longleaf pine initiative. You got the high tone national initiative. You got the organic growers initiative. Those are interested in organic. Then you have our regular environmental quality incentive program. So there are a number of initiatives. Working Lands for Wildlife is another program. So a lot of initiatives that basically will assist any land user with certain objectives and goals on their property. So just encouraging everybody to seek that information out and go by the local field office and inquire about it.
All right, well, we're very good, Wesley. And again, Wesley is with this. Natural Resource Conservation Service is the Area 4.
Area 3.
And your office is based in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, right?
That is correct.
And what is that office number?
You can reach that office at area code 601-296-1173. Again, that's 601-296-1173. But I would encourage everybody to seek their local USD office. You'll be able to find that on the yellow pages on the USDA. That's where you need to start. Thank you, Mr. Taylor.
Okay, man. Well, thank you so much, and we look forward to we'll see you along the highway maybe next week, maybe.
I believe we will.
All right, man. We'll a whole month, right?
We'll do it again.
Yeah, but look, man, the last thing before you look, man, can I get a job with USDA, man?
You can. You qualify. After today, you qualify.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Kerr. All right, man. We're going to bring in one of our friends from down in Louisiana, and he's going to tell us his name, and they're working on their first, a second Save World America rally that's coming up on March 11th, and then we're going to get Michael McNair in the hot seat here. Go ahead, Carl.
Right, I'm Carl James. And yes, like Mr. Frank Taylor said, we're doing a rally down in Amite, Louisiana on March 11th, starting at 9 a.m. until. And that's going to be our second Saving Rural America rally. And we all took a good start. We think we're going to have a good turnout. And we hope to see a whole lot of folks facing the place.
Okay. Very good. And someone want to call or obtain information, could you give them a phone number that they can call?
They can give me a call. My number is 985-351-1528.
Again?
That number again, 985-351-1528.
And this is occurring on March 11th. And what's the location?
That's going to be at the Amite Arena in Amite, Louisiana.
Okay.
Give me a call, and I'll give you directions to the place. Real simple. Real close to Interstate 55.
Well, absolutely, Carl. We were there last year with you all on the first rally, and I want you to know we had a fantastic time. Let me tell you one thing that I truly enjoy, and I know where I'm coming back. You know, although you and I are friends, and one, we're all friends, but the reason I'm coming back to eat. Now, tell me.
Now
let me tell you something about the food. People, if you weren't there, you should have been there. Listen, it was just like the 4th of July. Oh, it was just like Children's Day.
Oh, yeah.
We had a spread in the arena. I got fooled until the cow didn't come home. They don't have a home.
That's
and I tell you what, I am ready to call a game. I'm coming in. I might come down there on Saturday to make sure that I'm ready for Monday to eat. All right?
That's right. And you were able to take food?
Oh, we carried food up to Brookhaven.
Hell yeah.
And we want to thank you and especially Mr. Warner.
Warner
Hall and his family. You know, last year was unfortunate that his sister
passed away.
Mm-hmm. But they diligently prepared the food.
Right.
And we want to thank the family. And we know that's coming up on a year's anniversary on the passing of their loved one, their sister. And so we want to just thank Mr. Warner Hall and his family for an excellent job of serving and getting it done for the individuals there in Louisiana and Mississippi.
Right. And Warner expressed himself that was a very important event. And, you know, it had to go on, you know, so we had to do that. It's very, very important, you know, the kind of things that we're doing. The things that you're doing here today, I think that was great also. The very first Saving Rural America rally here in Tylertown, Mississippi. I think everybody was very excited about it. A lot of good information to go back and share with other family members and other farmers that didn't get an opportunity to make it here today.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody had a great time.
Yeah. And Carl, you know, let's talk about it. You know, you and I, and Juan, you know, we go back now 7 years.
7 years, long way.
Long way.
Yeah, we go all the way back to the leadership class, Southern University, 2005, all the way from Southern University to Washington, D.C. And we had a great time, a lot of good information, and a lot of good things to share. And thanks to you being my mentor, I was able to get my program kicked off, and the things that I wanted to do in my community was to start a tutoring program. And we got our tutoring program off the ground, and it's going. We call ourselves Imaginers and Dreamers, and so we finally got our program off the ground, and we're just doing well.
Well, that's great. Now, Carl, and you said it, but now I got one thing conversely I got to talk with you about. You owe us some alimony support.
Okay.
For our bull.
Yeah.
Now, tell the people about our bull that you borrowed from us.
Bull 113.
Yeah.
Bull 113, that was my friend. I'd go out in the pasture and just hang out with him. Hang out with him until I couldn't see no more. It'd get dark, I couldn't see no more. I'd come on to the house. Bull 113 was my friend. And he did a lot of good work on my place. In fact, I still got several animals in the pasture off of Bull 113. So, I love that bull. That was a good trip when I came up to your rally in 08.
Yeah.
And when I saw Bull 113, you took us out to the pasture.
Yeah.
When I saw Bull 113, I said, I got to have that bull.
Yeah.
And, well, it just so turned out, later that day you find out that, y'all going to be selling him. So
yeah.
I wind up getting Bull 113 and bring him on back to Louisiana.
Yes, sir.
Let him do some great things.
Yeah, absolutely. And, Carl, that's what it's about, I think, in terms of Dr. Patan was here today and in that vision when they wrote the proposal, was bringing small landowners together throughout the Southeast, especially those at the 1890s university.
Right.
And through that, we were able to form our lifelong relationship. And not only are we sharing our relationship about the work we do, but in the resources that we have. And through that, that's what brought us back here where we are today. And so we just want to continue that toward that call and to be able to fortify other efforts that we're working on.
Right.
In order to get it done.
Right. It's great to do these things. And one of the things that I really enjoy about it is when you go from one area to another, you not only get a lot of good information that you can take back on your farm and help you do some great things, but you meet some farmers and you go to talking about some of the things that you're doing in your region of the country. They go to talking about some of the things that they're doing in their region of the country. And you wind up coming home with some good ideas. Well, if that worked out there, let me see if it'll work on my
mm-hmm.
place. And you come back, and sure enough, a lot of those things will work on my place
mm-hmm.
in a different region of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of the good things, too, about
mm-hmm.
these type of events.
Absolutely. So, again, your rally is going to be, and
March 11th, starts at 9 a.m., and it's going to be at the A-Meet Arena, A-Meet, Louisiana. We're right near Interstate 55. Again, that number is 985-351-1528. My name is Carl James. Give me a call, and I'll give you directions.
All right. Again, that's going to be looking forward to a fantastic time coming up soon down in A-Meet,
Louisiana.
I'm looking forward to a great time. We want to make sure that our people down there are aware of it. You tell my cousin Victor, I need to see him at the arena on that day because we're planning to have a great time there in Louisiana, and we may plan some other stops along the way. So, Carl, we want to thank you for coming up today and being with us, okay? Thanks for all that, John. All right, tell everybody to say hello.
Sure will.
All right. Again, we'll continue to listen to St. Royal America program here in Tarrytown, Mississippi, and we're about to wrap it up here. I think we had Michael McNair. Is he coming?
I think he's
ready next. Okay, then. All right, then. Again, we're going to wrap it up here. I want to thank everybody again. We want to thank. Here he is. We got one last. And we're going to bring out Mike. Michael McNair.
Good afternoon. This is Michael McNair, MJM Enterprises out of Brookhaven, Mississippi. I'm an independent contractor or consultant, whichever one you want to say. And we're happy to be here to help save rural America this afternoon. I provided information on marketing, our farmers markets for you, maybe, maybe not. Have to test the waters and see. But if you can't sell it, you might end up smelling it. And I'll try to give you directions on how to get rid of it. And guess what? You can't eat it all. You have to figure out what to do with it. But it's best to try to sell, find a place to sell your product before you put it in the ground. And I used to say in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, from ground to town, you got to grow it before you can get rid of it. And we thank you, Frank Taylor and Winston County, for allowing us to come out and be a part of this Save the Rural America Conference. And that's what it's all about, disseminating information to people to help them move forward in their industries. Most people are already in an enterprise already. You just need a little help along the way, Brother Taylor. how to do it and how to do it right. But like you say, you got to have the fire in your belly. Amen.
Amen, and absolutely. And to our listeners, Mike and I go back about probably 20
years. That's all right. Don't count the years.
Well over 20 years. Yeah, when he was with a couple of entities in life.
Yeah.
And we were able to share and learn about some things in terms of what we do in rural America. And so we want to thank Mike for coming today.
You're more than welcome.
Mike have other things that he can share. So, Mike, we're going to go ahead and give you the mic for about 9 minutes. So you go ahead and chat.
I know you didn't leave me hanging out here like this.
Yeah, but go ahead.
Most of the agencies that we had here today, they are here to disseminate the information. Most of them I had worked for in the past, Alcorn State University. We give kudos to them. Yes, the Mississippi Association of Cooperatives, which is an affiliate of the Federation of Southern Cooperatives, which I'm still a member, a band member. You got to pay the cost to be the boss sometimes. But it's keeping America informed about what programs are viable out there to help you keep your operations viable. And it's training your children as well. Mr. Taylor said something very prominent early on in the day. You have to pass this information on to the next generation because you're going to leave your farm one day. We came from the dust, we're going back to the dust one day. Just don't know when. But you need to pass that information on as well as your land. And we're just thankful that we were a part of this ongoing celebration of passing on the legacy that Mr. Taylor calls. But remember, you got to have some fire in your belly in order to get something done. It's not going to come to you. My grandmother never had trouble, Brother Taylor, getting me to come to the table. She just told me it was done. Oh, yes, sir. So when the information is put out there, you have to come receive it. Amen. And one other note. Brother Taylor asked who was going to church tomorrow. I'll be at my home church in Brookhaven tomorrow teaching Sunday school, hoping you're going to go somewhere and serve God Almighty.
Amen.
And give him the glory.
Yes.
But without him, we can do nothing. And I'm signing off.
No, you ain't signing off. Go ahead, man. You got no
minutes. Oh, mercy.
You got 9 minutes, bro.
9 more glorious minutes.
I know, Mike, I know every now and then I used to hear you hum.
Oh.
Give us one of them hum, man. I know you got something up in you. Go ahead, Mike.
Oh, my goodness.
Go ahead. I know you got one left in you, man.
Somebody got fooled somewhere along the line years ago saying I can sing a song.
Yeah.
There's a lily in the valley. And it's bright as the morning star. There is a lily in the valley. Bright as the morning star. Amen. 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 Oh, but I like to just tell the world about the word. All right, Taylor.
Go ahead, man.
It's amazing how we have to till the soil now because one man messed up. In paradise. But then one man came back to redeem us. So we can get back to that state we were in the first before he messed up. Get to know the man, Jesus Christ.
All right.
Amen. Amen. And I just thank God for this opportunity to be able to speak as a consultant. Being unemployed has its places. But being employed, pay the bill. Amen. And we just thank cooperatives like this for reaching out to rural America, seeing a need to help someone else. That's what it's all about. And passing on the information that these great universities who have trained us and the experience that we've gained along the way, we're now able to pass that information on to those who seek it. But I read somewhere you have to ask, seek, and knock sometimes, Brother Taylor. And sometimes if you can't go through the front door, you might have to go around to the back and get the information.
Yes, sir.
But get the information regardless because it's going to help you to move forward. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
All right, well, that was my man. We're going to get ready to wrap it up, get out of here,
and go back up on the other end of the state. I wanted to let our listeners know that this program is in the blogosphere. It's there for eternity. So you can share it with other people and listen to that on later occasion. You've been here today in Tylertown, Mississippi for Walthall County First Saving World America Conference. I want to thank everybody for coming out and participating. I want to thank Ms. Janet as well. We want to thank Reverend Bond and Mrs. Minivon for assisting us here over the past couple of months to bring together the individuals here in Walthall County and the surrounding area. We had a great time, and continue to listen to the Save World America program. We'll be back with you soon with another program. Matter of fact, we should be broadcasting from over in Collin, Mississippi on next Saturday. So we look forward to continue this relationship. And again, we're here to help Save World America. If you need any of those services, if you've forgotten how to contact those individuals, you can call us at 662-779-2400. Again, 662-779-2400. That is the Washington County Self-Help Cooperative. Again, thank you. God bless, and we'll see you back on the other side. Bye-bye.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.